Thought Press Network.
Welcome to Brunchins and Dragons.
My name is Will Cabrera, and I will be the dungeon master for this original story called The Gateway to the World. So come with us on this adventure and sit along at the table as we play a session of Brunchins and Dragons.
Walking around this while we're playing.
You that one does it in Spanish and stuff again too, right?
Yeah, dos.
Yeah.
Nice. And in French. And in French. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, my niece has that.
Trey. So, welcome back to our continuing episode. Okay, again. I thought you were giving me eyeballs. So, last we left off, the group had just survived the encounter with the Will-O-Wisp and the...
Fuck a Will-O-Wisp.
Yeah, fuck that still guy. In the... Okay. I see what you're saying. Don't touch me again.
don't still fuck with your tech guy. Your tech guy will kill your fucking mic.
Sailor Jerry tried to put those grubby hands over our dungeon master. Game master.
Game master?
I'm spoken for, sir. Don't touch me.
Bella, what?
What? No, no.
Huh? No, guys, no.
She doesn't get a shout out.
She hasn't earned shadow status yet.
Only when this happens. Is when a shout out will be done.
There's
a lot of shouting that'll happen.
We will not describe what just happened. No. Continue.
No,
I'm not proud of myself.
We've been drinking.
It may or may not lead to a baby afterward.
Yeah,
just
saying. My name is Will Cabrera. I'm the dungeon. I'm the game master.
God damn.
Drink for that. I need
touch
to drink
yourself,
for that.
Jesus.
I've been drinking.
Oh, I've been drinking.
Please don't drive home.
Pee-pee touches for everybody. I'm currently on my fifth drink, so I'm drinking Bengali Bar.
Jesus Christ.
Well, unofficial, official sponsor of Six Point Brewery.
Our beer overlords.
Our beer overlords.
And sitting around the table next to me is...
Brandon. I had like 2 cups of OJ.
I'm really, really hydrated right now.
I feel great.
You
I'm rolling really badly.
Yeah.
But you can call me Damien Skullkeeper, Protector of the Forge, Wearer of the Pelt.
Roller of the Lodi.
Roller of the Lodi.
It's not a canon.
Not Pillar of the Skeletons.
So,
that would be me.
These are not canon names.
My name is Cesar Vasquez. I am the voice of Kolsch, the dwarf cleric for the party. And to my right is...
This is Kenny. I am the halfling ranger, also known as
Seabear.
Seabear. Oh, someone's been drinking. Yeah.
Somebody forgot their name.
Forgot their name for a moment there. Oh, yeah, I am Tor.
I am Seabear.
You are Seabear. I am Landbear.
And Bear.
Yes, there are bears here with the Cuit locks.
Yeah.
And so, again, this is Kenny, Tor, halfling ranger.
And next to him is me, Q. I am playing Orym, which is the warlock drow elf. And I am sitting next to the lovely...
This is Pedro, who happens to be Sailor Jerry, the gnome wizard. And I'm drinking right now a coqui rechazado.
Coqui rechazado.
I don't speak Spanish.
It was,
my name is Pedro Cortez.
It was a collaboration beer between Jonathan Wakefield Brewing Company and Lincoln's Beer Brewing Company. Actually, first spot where we started our Brunch and Dragons podcast for y'all.
Yeah.
And totally non-profit beer, meaning it was brewed and 100% of the profits of the beer went to help the people in Puerto Rico for the awful hurricane they had to go through.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, we didn't get to say it, but me and Kenny are drinking the champagne of all beers.
Woo! Yep, Miller High Life.
High Life is what we're drinking.
We keep it classy up in Breath of the Dragons. There's no alcohol we won't touch.
Yeah.
Speaking of fancy shit, I see you and Kenny have... Q and Kenny has the Talking Geek shirts.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
representing.
Yes, yeah.
Where the fuck can I get one, and can I change the font?
Yes. We are changing the fonts. These were shirts we used for a very quick promo that we needed, and we needed them done ASAP, but we're going to be putting up some merch up on our website.
Hey,
yep. So we're going to have hats and shirts and things of that nature with the logos. So make sure you guys check out our website, thetalkinggeekpod.com. And get some gear.
I want to sell dice.
We should sell dice. That should be the next thing.
You can buy my shitty dice.
As a matter of fact, I will just give you the dice that, like, look, you should give away the one you've just been using.
In fact, if you want to be part of the Patreon that we have,
there you go.
We will somehow create a tier where we'll give you the crappy dice that didn't work for us in this session.
We promise we'll sage it before we send it to you, so it'll be smelling nice and fresh and completely detoxed.
Let's front end all the ads on this one.
Yes.
We'll get it all the way real quick, guys. I promise.
And no, I mean, that's about good. That's about good.
All
right.
And
so,
if you hear random shouts for, oh, you know, it's because the baby's doing something wrong. Okay.
Baby's touching things that baby
should not
touch.
So, Game Master, tell us where we were last time and where we're headed.
Okay. So, last we left off, you were still in Fedor's house. Nothing has changed. You've taken a short rest. You are still in the house somewhere, hanging out, having a good time. You did discover that of the torch sconces have indentations that look to be coin-shaped in some way, shape, or form.
Right.
They're the same three that still have pillars connecting to the second floor, holding up the second floor. You're assuming that all the pillars at one point must have had this indentation, unless this was a trap of some kind.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Also, there was something that was left on the top, on the second floor.
Yes, the second floor also had a turned over a wardrobe that you did see, Torg did see, and it did point out to the group.
Yes.
As a point of interest, as a POI.
Did you go up to the second floor, or did you just saw this?
Well,
from the
I wanted to go up, but then we decided to take the short rest. So now that we've taken the short rest,
I mean, Sailor Jerry didn't need to take the short rest because he was a bitch.
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I did my fucking job. I stayed the fuck back after dropping in the last several encounters.
So he could have gone up.
I wanted to, in fact, do that.
Okay, good.
I'll go with him.
I thought you rested.
I did rest. Oh, this is happening. I get it now.
Okay.
All of you guys are chilling. I'm like, nah, I'm going to go upstairs.
Yeah, we're good.
What is this wardrobe that's up here? So the wardrobe is empty.
Cool.
And actually, make an athletics check to make that jump.
Hey, would you happen to know I have proficiency in athletics?
Oh!
I'm a sailor.
That's for being a sailor.
That's a 17 on the die, plus 3, that's a 20.
So yes, all of you are hanging out on the bottom floor. And all of a sudden you hear the tip, 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 tip of little feet. And then you see Sailor Jerry just clear the chasm. Just, whoa.
In my meditation, I have cheered for you.
You were just like...
Yeah, I had a sixth sense of something going on. I was just like, I think...
Finally succeeded.
So, I like to think everybody's just like kind of like sitting there like, oh, he's going to fall. I'm just like sitting in that half circle looking up.
Waiting for it to happen.
And then he clears it and he's like...
And everybody just very very politely.
Someone's describing
golf
it to Torg.
Golf clap. Golf clap.
Someone describes it to Torg because he can't see it. It's like, he made it.
I feel like I'm a sports announcer. And so he's lifted off. He's going in the air.
He's in the distance.
And he's landed.
And the gnome is in midair.
Mm-hmm.
He clears it.
He's pumping his feet. It's like Yoshi.
You do make it across. You find that the wardrobe is empty. It looks like it's been used as a bed for some small creature. About your size, actually.
About raccoon droppings.
So some kind of small creature. Gnome, halfling, or goblinoid, or even a kobold, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This is all while I'm asleep, right?
Yeah, well, you're resting.
You're resting. We're just sitting and chilling.
Short rest doesn't mean that you have to sleep. It just means that you're regaining your composure.
I peek over the side and go, hey, guys, somebody shit in this wardrobe.
Somebody done took a shit.
Also, can I do an arcana check? Oh, I'm still resting.
Yeah, we're all resting.
You're still resting.
I come down and I do an arcana check.
I wanted to do it specifically on the coin I have.
Oh.
I want to do it on the pillars.
Okay.
That way.
I have a question.
You have a question?
Or Kolsch has a question. question for the party.
Sure.
Do any of these openings look like the gemstones we pulled from the bottom of that tower?
No.
Okay.
They do not.
Okay.
They don't have the depth for
the actual
for the gem cut.
I have a question for the party.
Okay.
Where
you want to speak up so people can hear you?
Where, where on earth do we go next?
I am going to assume that we are still trying to meet what we said we were going to do, which was to locate, to scour the area.
Yeah, wasn't we going to go to the lake next?
Yeah, we were supposed to go to the lake, I believe.
Okay. No. We were supposed to land in the Serenir. Area. We have no idea where we landed, guys.
Oh, so we literally
landed
have...
in a
teleportation went sideways.
Okay.
Somebody forgot to pray, as Kolsch looks at the Conquest Paladin and his giggles.
Whoa, I did pray.
Yeah.
Yeah, you also noticed that the apprentice...
Sorry?
You also noticed that the apprentice that was supposed to have traveled with you...
Is not with us.
Yeah,
I was going to say, we're missing somebody.
Yeah.
I didn't even know she was supposed to come with us.
Yeah, she was in the circle with you.
Yeah.
All right. That's good to know. Well, nothing else was found by Sailor Jerry upstairs?
Sailor Jerry actually has a passive perception of 13, so he does see... Let's see if he sees it. He sees it.
Oh, he sees something.
He's seen it.
I saw it for the first time.
Oh, look at it! It's so big. You close the door. The open door of the dresser angrily, as there's nothing to take for treasure. And through the beyond the broken wall and into the woods, you see what looks to be foliage moving in your direction.
Guys, something's coming.
Foliage.
This is
from the northeast side.
Yeah, from the completely eastern side.
From the completely eastern side.
So the east side of the board. So, okay. Hey guys, something's coming from the east.
I'll use divine sense, but I'll get like right to the edge of like the building.
Matt, to put yourselves in the house.
Wait, can I see out that way?
Yeah.
From the second floor.
Yeah.
I want to ready in action. Anything hostile, I want to blast it with.
Okay.
Well, since the forest can't seem to take can deal with fire, let me try a ray of frost.
Okay.
And wait, but before I do that, is there anything above me?
There is nothing above you.
Perfect. All right. I will not get the something will not get the drop on me. You guys are on the floor. Are you on the bottom floor?
Yeah, I'm on the bottom floor. But this would be just underneath.
Okay, gotcha. You're on the
Yeah, if you're on the top, just put yourself above a guy.
Yeah, put it like right here. Or is this up?
Sure.
Okay. Kolsch, do you want to join in, or are you just going to stay sitting?
Oh, I'm with the group. I mean, where's the entry point?
Well, the entry point's right there, where those green triangles
are. Put me to the right, hidden behind the wall. Right there, perfect.
Got it. Right there.
Because who has eyes on it again? You're in that top north, northeast corner?
Yeah, I have a ready to action.
Okay.
Now that we're not resting anymore, I'm assuming now that we know that there's something coming, I'm still going to do the Arcana check on the gold coin that I have in my hand, and I'm going to... That's a 20. The 17 on the die plus 3 is 20.
The coin is giving off a faint glow of magic. There appears to be a similar glow coming from all three... Of the torches. Not the torches themselves,
but
the
actual
the indentation,
hole.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's part of that then.
Yeah.
Or we can assume.
But there is no clear distinction as to which one it actually belongs to.
Right. Okay.
Maybe we connect.
But as the foliage creeps ever closer, let's switch to initiative turn.
God, this house is a fucking death house.
Who wants to be the one that starts the shenanigans?
I have a 15 on the die plus 1, 16.
16.
Four. I have a 17 on the die plus 2, so that is 19.
Torg.
18 on the die plus 3, 21.
21, Jesus.
Yeah, I wish I could roll higher during the fight.
7 on the die plus 0.
7. And Cole.
17 on the die.
We're going to get you new dice for some sort of Brunchin' and Dragon Secret Santa or something.
Secret Santa. So Torg. Damien's all the way over here.
All the way at the end.
Aurum.
Who's up there right now? Sailor Jerry and who else?
That's it.
Just Sailor Jerry.
Okay.
Wow. I tell you, somebody asked the fool already.
This is a straight up gank house is what we're in. This is like, hey guys, we're gonna zone into this dungeon. Nobody cross the pillar until we're all ready. Leroy Jenkins!
I don't.
Hey, what's going on in this house? Oh fuck!
Is this where I kept my chicken?
At least I got chicken.
Alright.
Chicken. So Torg.
Oh, where is everything coming from?
The foliage, well, nothing has attacked yet.
Nothing has crept out of the foliage yet.
So technically, this is still not the order of what we're doing, right? We're
technically.
So I'm still going to get this said coin and stick it in the first column that's right there in front of me before anything's happened.
So this one over here?
This one right here, because I'm right here.
Oh, that column doesn't exist. Remember, it's broken. It's only
okay, so
one
it's this
on.
One, this one, and this one.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I run over here and I stick the coin in.
Do you run to the north? Is that the north
south.
Or
south?
South.
South.
Because it's on
south.
Okay.
You stick the coin in. Right as Torg is debating what to do, and you see a small blue orb just shoot up into the sky. The foliage, the canopy clears, and it just explodes outward in blue light.
Great. Sorry, guys.
So we're a fireworks show. Hey, guys, we're here.
If they didn't know where we were, they know where we are now.
Cole's just back out as a folk hero. He just like kind of sits down on his ass, grabs his flag, and is like, well, fuck us, right, guys? Like, what are we going to do here? You know? Like, we're over this.
Well, I mean...
Well, this is blue light, right?
They didn't know.
They didn't know, but now they know.
This is blue light, right?
Yes.
So that means I get to see now, right?
No.
Yeah, I get to see.
While the flare is coming down...
Well, how long does this flare last?
It's going to last 2 turns.
Okay, well, I got 2 turns.
And did the foliage that was in coming towards us when that happened, did it slow down?
It stopped.
It stopped.
The foliage stopped. The movement stopped in the foliage.
Oh.
How far away they stopped?
They're about 60 feet away.
They are about 60 feet away.
they're like 60 to 90 feet away in the foliage.
What do they look like? Did we get a better look at them?
Not yet, no.
Even in the blue light?
Nothing. Even the blue light. But Torg's action is still
ready.
Pending.
You're up. Damn it.
No.
Trying to see what to do.
Yeah. Right now it's dark because she hasn't acted yet.
Yeah.
Oh, so she's
only...
So
this is during your turn.
Yeah.
Oh, then I'm going to wait until after she does it then. Till Orym does it then. So Orym did all that on her turn, on his turn.
So Orym does that. He activates the beacon. There's a nice glowing area. Yeah. The whole house area is lit. And
yeah.
Maybe 10 feet out.
Okay. So I can see everything. So that's what you're telling
inside
me.
Inside the house, yes.
Yes, inside the house, including the second floor.
Including the second floor.
Where I see Sailor Jerry being... looks.
You cannot see Sailor Jerry, technically.
No?
He's all the way over there.
In the corner, he's sitting by the staircase.
And what do I see up... Do I see anything above me at all?
Nope.
Nothing.
It's free. Clear. Nothing is going to descend from the skies right now.
Don't worry, I checked.
Where?
Oh, no.
Wait. Why was something descend from the skies?
Is there
what are you trying to imply?
What?
I'm is there, friends where are the vines? I don't see any of the vines. I don't see anything.
You don't see any of the foliage moving.
Daddy misses.
No, but I see where the foliage came from. Is what I'm asking.
No.
No, you can't see it from where you are.
You can't see it.
You can only see
it.
10 feet from in front of the building, and they're 60 feet away from
you
where
also,
we are.
You heard what looks to be... You're the only one that can understand it, actually.
Oh, thank you.
Excuse me. I think so, yeah. You're the only one that can understand it. But you do hear from in the distance, just very softly, just like... Are they serious?
So obviously that isn't a language that I understand.
Yes.
So it's not common, and it's not halfling at all. So I would imagine that's what kobold speak then.
It is goblinoid.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. That's all I say to myself. Oh fuck, guys. What did we just do? all right. Actually, I'm just going to go ahead and actually delay my action. Wait to see...
Well, you already delayed your action.
I delayed my action already.
So now you got to take your action.
Is there any way that I can climb up to the second floor from here?
Yeah.
Don't we just throw him into the bushes?
No.
It'd be an athletics roll.
That's fine. I have athletics, so I'm okay. I will attempt this.
Oh, here we go.
Well, here we go.
All right, first step.
So that's 18.
18 total?
Yep.
All right, so you scamper around a little bit, trying to earn up a...
To gather up.
Sword jump momentum.
Parkour.
Parkour.
You run up, and you go leaping up almost like a standstill, just dunk single hand up in the air, just boom, and you blindly just grab. Like, you know this is where the floor is, and sure enough, it's not where the floor is, but it is above the floor, so your hand comes down on the second floor, and you manage to bring your second hand up and pull yourself up.
So you said all that just to say I got up there. Okay.
Well, I like his description. I like it description, our audience.
Because it made me feel like I didn't make it. That's what made me feel.
So where would he be here? He would be
there, but with a die underneath him. So we know he's on the second
floor. I'm up there. Excellent. So from there, what do I see?
I like the way that you put that.
Just foliage in the distance.
Hey! Look over at Jerry. Jerry, you okay?
I got a mark on it. I have a readied action for hostility.
So, Kolsch, you're up.
Kolsch, just not being over this and getting into his folk hero ways, Kolsch steps into the doorway. Warhammer comes out.
There it is.
Thaumaturgy goes off, illuminating his shield outward. Voice beckoing and elowing,
bellowing.
Thank you. As he rings his warhammer off his shield, Dionysus lays here. Her halls flow full of liquid and mead. And may I die? May I flow down that hall with my belly and tongue dripping of juice?
Sailor right. Jerry just says, "Cool."
Again,
I hear something from the distance.
You hear the same thing again, just in a much deeper, in a deeper octave. You just
mind you, that was all in dwarfish too.
Okay, yeah. You just hear again. Are they serious?
Yeah, all right, we did something. We called something off.
Yeah,
I don't know what we called, but we called something.
So, out of the foliage, the first thing you see.
What do I see? We see that because of my light, don't we?
No, the light.
No. Because they move forward and shoot.
And shoot.
But you see these little bobble-headed, kind of tiny green-skinned creatures just come running up and just with short bows just shoot.
What?
The foam fell, but it's okay.
It's okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been fighting with this foam, bro. Like, if I could just glue it down, I'd be happy. But you see the little bobbleheads, because I love the Pathfinder Goblin description more than I like the D&D description. But the huge bulbous head just come crawling out and like, ha!
So it's like one of the Pep Boy commercials.
Who are y'all shooting at?
They are shooting randomly.
Oh, they're just shooting at random spots?
Yeah, because the only ones that they can see are actually Kolsch.
Okay, I can hit it.
Torg.
That's a hostile action, so...
Yeah, so your action goes off.
Wait, how can they see Torg? Technically, they should be... Because
Torg's on the highest
level.
Yeah,
they should be...
I'm on the second floor. Light.
Your light isn't blinding.
I don't know if I'm blinding, but they should be...
But it's a beacon.
They should have disadvantage.
So, yeah, so there's two of them shooting at you, two of them are shooting at you.
There's no disadvantage?
No. It's not daylight. So the two on Kolsch... Nothing higher than a 10.
Yep.
So they just bounce off your shield.
Dionysus protects!
The two on Torg.
Uh-oh.
Oh, natural 20.
Cheers, guys.
Dionysus provides.
Yes, Dionysus provides.
See, it's protecting and provides.
And a 7 on the other die when I hit you. But the crit does earn a total of 6 points.
Oh, one.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Sailor Jerry.
These are little bastards.
Oh, yes. There's a 17 on the die plus 5.
Yeah, that's going to hit him.
All right. That's going to be a... that's a 1. However, the speed is reduced by 10 feet.
Are all of them or the one that you hit?
The one I hit.
So which one?
It'll probably be the 4.
4? So 4 takes 1.
That was super cute.
That was adorable. And then you see another goblin come forward. This one actually has a longbow.
I yell at him in dwarfish as he comes forward.
Come at me, bro!
Pretty much.
Yeah, but you see him point above you and just slightly to the left of you. and you know he's pointing at Torg. And you just see everybody kind of like knock the second arrow and just aim over there.
Yeah, he's orders. The leader of the pack. Here we go.
18 on die is going to hit you.
Because he's on the second floor, I can't cast protection, can I?
No. Damn. 9 damage.
Yeah, he is the leader.
The arrow just thunks right into your shoulder, right where there is no real armor. No, yeah, I'm just going to put that right there. That's not going to fight with it anymore.
Yeah, no.
Sailor Jerry's turn, though.
When I ready an action, I have to save what spell, right?
Yeah, yeah. But your ready action went when they attacked, so this is your actual action. Because your ready action...
You already did it.
But the ready action was was from before combat.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's I can't ready an action
You can ready another action, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Now, yeah. But when I ready an action... I was asking if I had to say the specific spell I want to pop off.
You gotta declare that you're casting a spell, and then you gotta declare the trigger.
Okay. So if the trigger doesn't pop off, do I still lose the spell slot?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's the case, then. I'm gonna ready Firebolt for... I can fire. It's 120 feet. I'm gonna aim for the leader.
Ooh.
That is a 3 on the die. That will be a miss.
All right. Okay. Fun times.
This guy. Okay. You see some of the foliage moving away from the fight.
Like going away.
Like going south.
Okay.
Guys, I think they're trying to flank us.
Damien.
Nope.
I'm gonna...
No, it is Damien's turn. Don't say no.
I'm gonna...
Yeah.
Pack up with Orym.
Oh, yeah.
Onto this side of the building.
Are you?
So, this is 10 or 5?
That's 5.
5, 10, 15... 20.
25.
Oh, 25.
Second diagonal.
Then.
Nope.
No?
No, because you don't have the speed to go into. Unless you're going to double move. Because you don't have the speed to go into a difficult terrain.
Double move takes up my bonus action?
Takes up your action.
My action?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do it for now.
Okay.
I'm going to shock up there. No. And then. Shoot a divine sense out.
Is that an action or a bonus action?
I believe it's a bonus, but even then, I'm not thinking it's a bad idea, so I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
Okay.
After
I'm going to be like, no. Torg. You have 2 arrows sticking out of you. One is a short bow arrow.
One's a long bow.
And one's just a little slightly longer.
The fact that they're cold, and the fact that they're goblins, I really do not like this. I can shoot and move, right?
Yes.
Oh, this would be interesting. I'm just gonna be pretty much just shooting and cover, So,
guerrilla tactics.
Ready my longbow. I'm going for the asshole that hit me with the longbow.
Okay, you're gonna go for the leader?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go for the leader of the assholes. 15 plus 5 is 20.
Yeah. You see. The second your aim comes into his gaze, you see him switch positions.
What?
So...
And the arrow hits one of the other little goblins.
Dick!
What a dick!
That's the last thing that goblin says.
Dick move, bro!
But you do see that the one goblin he switches with, he's like, what? What?
Huh?
That's 9 damage.
Yeah, you kill that goblin.
Yeah, the goblin's like, ha ha!
The last thing is, you're up. Cock.
And I'm just gonna go ahead and go bloop, bloop, behind.
That's gonna be an athletics check.
Yeah, you're jumping off the second floor.
Yeah,
no, like, where is the second floor at?
You were already down the second floor,
the,
right here on the ledge.
Yeah, the dotted line is where
it is. Oh, yeah. Then right here.
Okay.
Okay.
And where the wall is.
All right, I am pulling the coin off the column.
That's your action.
That's one of my actions, yes.
So now you can move.
How is that a complete action? It's just like, I took a coin off.
Agree. I feel like it should be...
I'll count it as an interaction with the environment.
Okay.
So it's
not an
action.
Thank you.
And then, these are the only other two, right?
Yep.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Oh, 30. I can get right here. I stick the coin.
No! Stop it!
My whole plan was to flank you.
No, we're gonna find this out.
I need to know which one it belongs to.
You see a red orb, and now go flying up. Opens up even more. The evening's moonlight comes down. A red burst extends even farther now, so you can see all the way out. And it just starts falling even slower.
I went there to protect
you.
I'm sorry. Falling
slower, so it's gonna last for how many turns?
To protect
turns?
You.
Four turns this time.
Hey, well, the only thing is, at least I can see now.
Yeah.
We still don't know what it means, and I have a yearning for knowledge, guys. I'm curious. I have a yearning for knowledge. Sorry.
Taylor Jerry looks up and goes, "Ooh, pretty."
They're like, they make purple together. What is this?
I ready an action for when something hostile happens within 20 feet of me.
Gotcha. So they're gonna move forward. They're gonna try to shoot at Torg.
Why? I'm behind a wall now.
You are behind a wall, so you get +3 to your AC.
What? So they're just gonna be like,
I'll take that.
Supposedly
please.
He's there. Supposedly.
Cause it gives you some cover, not entire cover. And nothing higher than a 10 means that you just hear a lot of.
So pretty much all I'm doing is coming out. What the
hell?
What the hell? That's all I'm doing.
So the boss moves forward and takes a shot at you. 15 on the die plus his bonus is going to hit.
Even with the +3?
Even with the +3.
Okay.
But he does 7 damage.
I'm at 8.
Yeah.
Oh,
so.
Boy. Well, they're apparently gunning for you.
Well, because they only see me.
No. They know
no.
everyone else is there.
No, they're going. They want
they
you.
They know. They can see everything.
They want to hurt. They want to hurt you.
They specifically want for you. Yeah.
They want that halfling glove.
Technically, make a perception check.
Oh.
For when the goblin pointed at you, he did say something under his breath.
Oh, that's nice. That plus. So that's 14.
14. He calls you the Silent Death.
Hey, hell yes.
I kind of like that name.
So, but he said,
you say this to
death.
Us.
I'm the Silent Death.
I'm the Silent Death, motherfucker.
Sailor Jerry says.
Does that trigger
anything? Cool.
It does, and it will.
Why? It triggered something for you.
Yeah, it'll trigger a memory.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to tell me that?
No.
But it happened a long time ago.
It's
she should have
told
combat.
Me. It's the heat of combat.
No, heat of combat my ass. Just tell me.
Adrenaline's taking over. Say to Jerry's turn.
I'm going to blast off. I'm going to break off. Let me see.
He Team keeps Rocket's blasting off again?
He keeps dodging, so I don't want to use anything super major. Let's go use that little bit of that firebolt action on the leader again.
Your best.
So that's going to be a 10 on the die. That is a 15.
15. That's going to miss the leader.
But you said that when he aimed at him, he pulled a goblin in front of him. So if he saw me aiming at him, would he pull a goblin in front of him?
If he saw you aiming at you, he might not have seen you.
Well, did he?
Am I in partial cover?
Yeah, you're in partial cover.
Okay.
But he didn't pull a goblin in front of him.
Okay.
Okay.
The foliage continues to move.
So it's right. Now trying to get behind us.
My plan's gonna work sooner or later.
It's okay. If you come the other way, the other column is right next to me.
Don't worry, I'll check this last one right now.
I have to.
Light's
sorry,
continue
guys.
To be useless.
All right, I don't have a lot of long. I don't have long range attacks.
You have a hand axe. It hit last time.
You switched. You don't have. You don't have Missy Step, do you?
I never had it to begin with.
Touche.
Yeah.
Bitch ass pal. 10,
15. No, I'm sorry. It'd be 10 to get out.
No.
No, you're not in.
15, 20, 25, 30.
Mm-hmm.
And is this, would this count as like a covered area?
Yeah.
Don't move.
I won't. I'm going to stay there.
Don't move.
He's going to.
I'm trying to protect.
I know. I appreciate you, Damien.
There's one more.
Conquest Paladin drawing protection Paladin all of a sudden. I mean, I don't know what's happening here.
Pillar.
Conquest Paladin should be running out there trying to conquest-ish.
No, she's going to move.
I'm at least moving a few squares.
Torg.
Torg, what are you doing?
I'm
Other
doing
than it. Fucking hiding.
I am doing it. I'm going to pop out and do Hail of Thrones. on myself.
Oh shit!
So that I'm gonna go ahead and longbow that fuck asshole.
Okay. What does a Hail of Thorns do?
Hail of Thorns is if I hit with this attack, that creature along with every creature within 5 feet of it have to take dexterity roll. If they don't, they take 1d10 to the face.
Okay.
So let's try this out.
Yeah, he's gonna switch places.
Oh no! Well, it doesn't matter. It's gonna hit him regardless. Yeah.
Oh, cause he saw him. Okay, I was about to say I'm like.
Oh, we all drink, guys.
No, I wish it was a 1 so I could reroll, but it's not. It's a 4.
It's a 4.
Okay.
So, no, that doesn't happen.
So, yeah, so your arrows just come flying down around the one other guy, and he's like, no! He sees the little outline of his body on the floor. He's like, okay. I'm
so
okay.
All of this, even if I move here, they can still see me.
You still get cover, yeah.
No, but they still see me.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, but you still get +3, though, so move there.
Why are you still on the square?
Because he's on the second floor.
No, he jumped. Oh, he stayed up.
Yeah, I'm still on the second floor.
Originally, you had tried to jump down.
All right, Aurum.
I'm going to die.
Guys.
I'm moving to this pillar
right here.
Popping it out and moving to this pillar,
and I'm popping it in.
Do it.
I'm sorry. It's my character, guys.
Do it.
I got to see.
No, that's a permanent marker.
And you know the drinks are real when the game master almost ruins his game mat with a permanent marker.
Drinks is real, son.
What did you do?
Barley wine is life.
I'm not quite sure what I've done yet, guys. I've either opened up some sort of hole into the ground.
Yeah, actually. That 5x10 collapse. You hear it thunk, 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 thunk. All the way down as it creates a stairway going down into a basement.
Can I see from where I'm standing using my dark vision into that area to see what's happening down there?
It looks like a large basement.
Just like a large basement.
Great. Yeah, like it extends outward.
I'm about to die, guys.
Mm.
Okay.
I would say, if anything, if Jerry gets back around, send Jerry down, or not Jerry, send Torg down there since he is...
Well, I might not be able to go down there because I'm about to get shot. Again.
If you don't get shot.
Yeah.
What's your AC now?
Okay. 15, well, I'm not going to do anything with that right now, but now I've seen what it does.
Aha! Does another firework go off or no?
No.
No, no. Yeah, I feel like, guys!
Guys, I got it!
I got it!
I did it! But you notice that it's also the same lantern that the Will-O-Wisp came out of. Is the one that activates the stairway.
There's a swarm of Will-O-Wisps waiting down there for us to catch this dude.
Okay, okay.
Who would do that sort of thing?
Our awful game master would do that thing.
Okay, well right now I've already moved. What? I can...
You can still move.
I can still move again.
5 feet. You could go down there.
I could.
Yes, leave the fight. Yes.
Start a whole new encounter.
Someone's going to survive.
I don't think we have time for this.
I know, I'm fighting with Q and Aurum right now. What Q would do and what Aurum would do.
What would Aurum do? Cole is asking, what would Aurum do?
Because Aurum is supposed to be the leader of this group.
You guys don't ever listen to me anyways.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
We actually
listen to you quite often.
You're our accountant. Of course I listen to you.
Which is why we're in this situation right now.
I'm going to...
That's not true.
That's not true.
I mean, it's only mostly true.
Right now, I only moved 5 feet, so I still have 25 feet to move. And these are actual stairs that go to the second floor?
Yes.
I still don't have anything within that amount of range. Maybe. Except, no.
Yeah, I just
got anything at 60 feet? Because they're well within 60 feet.
Yeah.
I was able to hit them from where I was.
I just blasted like
they're within 60 feet at this moment?
Yeah.
I just want to keep everyone on their toes that we may or may not get a second ambush.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
expecting it.
Or may not.
Yeah, may or may not. We don't know.
Emphasis on the may.
They've only held, because they've only right now headed south, not south and west. So technically they just keep going that way. Mm-hmm. Or have they started to circle? Oh, we don't know yet. Okay. All right, I'm going to...
Luckily, there's a wall here that has protected my insertion.
Oh, but we can see it on the second
10,
floor.
15, 20.
No, there's
20.
A wall there on the second
floor.
Oh, but
there's no wall here. Conveniently enough.
It's a wall, but it's like half destroyed.
From where I'm currently standing.
Yes.
Well, I'm actually still underneath. I'm not on the second floor. So I can technically 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. If I'm here, can I see all of them?
Yeah. You can see them from one square away. One square less than that.
I can even see them from here?
Yeah.
All right, well, then I'm going to stay close enough to Damien so he doesn't feel like he did all of that. And I'm going to Eldritch Blast the leader.
Okay. The one with the long
Can the leader move again?
If he sees that I'm aiming
at
him.
He can keep moving, can he?
What the fuck now?
No, you tell. She's aiming. So he has to make a choice right now.
You got to be able to see that far. I don't know if he can.
Hmm. Well, then he shouldn't be able to switch if he can't. Unless he's got reflexes.
Oh. That's a 17 on the die plus
hits him.
Four.
Oh, it hit him.
It hit him.
It hit him.
Score.
He's unhappy.
Which is right now 2d10s, right?
Yep.
Oh. Roll high.
I'm trying.
Roll high.
Sorry.
Where'd it go? Where'd it go?
That went flying.
That is an 8
okay.
on the die.
8 on the die plus a 6. So that is 14.
Why are you rolling 2 dice?
Don't I get 2?
It's 2d8, isn't it? For level 3?
No, no, it's 1d10.
Gag! Okay, so I scratch again. Yeah.
2. Plus your the charisma modifier of plus 2, so it's 4 damage.
4 damage.
And do you want to push him back 10 feet?
Yes.
Alright, so put him behind 3. Kolsch.
I only have 2 invocations, not 3. I'd written that down when I didn't know what I was going to do.
He backed up 15 feet.
Throws an Eldritch Spear.
Sacred Flame.
Gotcha.
Sacred Flame on who?
On a goblin.
Mm-hmm.
On number 2.
Well, if we start knocking out the goblins,
numero
he can't switch.
Numero dose.
Well, I'm going to try to fix that next turn.
Okay. You're going to freeze him in place?
No, I'm going to do a big AoE.
How much damage?
D8, I think.
Yep. 4.
Number 2. 4 damage. Almost. He looks bad.
The
2
leader?
Number
no,
two.
Number 2.
2 looks bad.
No, take out the other one so he can't fucking flip flop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good call.
So they're gonna shoot Orym.
Orym's getting attacked!
Wait, is Orym close enough for protection or no?
Wait, who's getting attacked?
How am I getting attacked? By all 3 of the goblins?
Yeah, you see the goblin, the goblin with the longboard just point at you.
Wait, I can hear it. What did he say?
That asshole.
Say this with an arrow coming out of his neck.
17 on the die is going to hit you.
Yeah.
7 on the die is not going to hit you. And a 1.
Oh! Yay!
Somebody
drink up.
The goblin.
Okay, so
they
only get
themselves.
Hit with 1 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's a short bow. So it only does 6 damage.
Cool, you only hit some of my temporary points. Mm-hmm.
And the boss comes up, and he's going to shoot at you as well.
Okay.
18 on die is going to hit you.
For Orym?
For Orym. 6 damage.
6 damage, okay. All right, guys, I'm bloody again.
And the longbow just lodges itself.
Welcome
in
to the club, Orym.
I was trying to prevent this.
I know.
All right, guys.
I'm trying to stay close enough to you.
All right, guys. I'm gonna break off a spell slot here. I'm gonna cast Shatter.
Ooh.
So I'm gonna shatter right here, which affects everything in the 10-foot radius.
Ooh. Is this a new one?
This was a new spell. It's a Constitution save.
Constitution save.
Right. 13. Is it 13? Yeah, 13.
All right, 15 on the die for that guy. 9's not gonna do it. 14 on the die for that guy. So 4 and 2 make the save.
That's only half damage.
And the boss gets a 4 on the die.
Yes.
He's taking full of it.
So that is 3d8.
Woo. Nice.
Woo.
I got fucking tired of this.
2 and 4 are the only ones that have been damaged.
9, so 10 damage.
10, so he takes 5.
So well, 2's dead.
Yeah, 2's dead.
2 is super dead. Fuck that guy.
4 must be dead.
4 is still alive.
Yeah.
Oh.
4 is hanging on by a fucking thread and 3 dies.
And how does this goblin leader look?
He's unhappy with his life choices.
As he should be.
But he knows that he can't run away yet.
Oh, that also that also creates a ear-splitting sound for everything around.
Okay.
Including us?
It goes out. It's only in the 10-foot range.
Oh, okay.
So we just hear
wait.
In the house?
That's a wall.
Yep. You just see over the wall, you just see 2 large yellow hands come up. And you just see this huge beast of a man, of a humanoid, climb up. You know exactly what it is. It's the second it climbs up and over, and it takes out its huge greatsword. And just comes running. leaps over the gap.
It's coming at you, Torvald.
And of course, because I'm the only one there that you can see.
Oh, but no,
he can see all of us.
The second he's on the second floor.
The second
he's
he climbed and he sees you, he's like,
he's going for me.
I've waited for this moment, you tiny death machine. 17 on the die is going to hit you.
I'm dead.
Well, you're down.
Well, I'm going to be dead because there's no one around.
12 on the 12 damage.
Yeah, I'm dead. I'm dying.
Yeah, so you're down.
You're down.
Is there... like,
what is it, Bryce? We see it? What is it?
It's a hobgoblin.
Do any of us know it's up there?
Kolsch and Orym actually see him as he jumps over.
I assume I see him too.
Yeah, you see him because the second he falls...
Holy shit!
Yeah, because he cleaves right into Torg, and the second he falls, he looks at you and is like, I've never killed a gnome.
And so it's Damien's turn.
Okay, no, I hope I can do this. I hope I can do this.
I hope you can do it too.
What? There's something up there?
Yes.
Okay.
Here, let me... Actually... Boop.
So 5, 10.
No.
No?
The stairway up is on the far end.
On this end?
Yeah.
So 5, 10, 15,
20, 25, 30? Well, no, because he's there.
He's in the one
same space.
You can't end on the same space.
But he can. He hasn't done one diagonal yet, right?
So can you
can
leap
go,
over?
You can double move if you want to go all the way forward and hold him in place.
Can I grapple when I get there?
No, because your action would be to double move. It would just be holding him in place. You would force him to fight you or to take an attack of opportunity as he moves towards Jerry.
So getting up to here?
No, you can go.
I can get to here?
That'd be the... So you were 25
just
35.
Yeah, with the double.
40... 45, 50, 55. No, yeah, you can get next to a...
Please protect me.
Yeah, you get there. You get all the way over there.
All right, I'm back.
Okay.
I'm forcing it.
All right.
Torg, death saving throw.
All right, Torg.
Do it.
Torg.
Anything but a drinking number.
He can reroll that.
I wish it was a one I could reroll.
You can't reroll one on your death saving throw.
Anything.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime you lose a one. Anytime
that's a
one.
Five, so that's a no.
That's one failure.
Okay.
So,
Orym.
I'm the only one that would benefit from a one right now. He's not going to be trying to reroll.
The guy outside.
No, the guy outside.
Yeah. I'm going to keep attacking the leader.
Oh, yeah?
That's outside currently.
He switches places.
And now I can't aim at him anymore.
So you got to aim at
the other guy.
The regular goblin.
Son of a. Okay.
I'm sorry, just take it out.
Yeah.
Alright, so I'm just gonna Eldritch Blast.
Do it.
Eldritch Blast. Ooh, nat
That's
20.
A nat 20.
Oh.
Rich.
Shame it's wasted on him.
It's such a waste.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
But that's
gone.
What that's why he does it.
But he also gives me temporary hit points.
Yeah, you destroy his skull.
Lucas.
So
just a force blast of your fist just connects with its face.
That's exactly what I wanted now. That is exactly what I wanted now. I still get to move. Right?
Yeah.
Ding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But...
I like the hand gestures.
Touch me. Yes! That's pretty much the only
thing. I had the plan.
Yeah. Just in case.
You realize that this guy hurts.
I'm about to hurt him.
No one hurts my little friends.
No one hurts my little friends?
My little friends.
Oh, I'm about to hurt him. fucking asshole.
No, I'm going to stay right where I'm at.
Okay. Kolsch.
Can Kolsch see them?
He's got a more angled view than I do.
He can see the hobgoblin, yeah. And he can see the goblin that's left. The goblin has been hurt.
Yeah. I did hit it.
Kolsch is going to cast...
Oh.
Cure Wounds and cast a second level, which is... Now it's...
2d8.
2d8, right?
But it's a touch spell.
But so Healing Word is 2d4 if it's not.
But it's a 34 range.
Yeah.
Well, you can still move and then cast it, right?
Yeah. I don't need to move. I can see it from here.
Who?
Torg?
Torg is on the floor of the second story.
You have he's
no
on top.
You have no angle to see him.
You'd have to move.
Nah, even then, the way Torg is set up, he's too far into the second floor.
You want to? Do you want to maybe delay your action?
No, I'm gonna athletics check up there.
Okay.
All right.
Oh shit! We're about to see a dwarf.
He's gonna
climb.
Unbox his way up there.
We're about to see a dwarf climb.
Fuck yes!
Can't wait for this.
Now
what?
If you do a standing jump, it's a high difficulty.
But
I can do a running jump.
You could do a running jump, and you can even use Aurum.
Oh, gladly. I will let you bounce upon
me.
Can I give you advantage?
No, I'll give you a +5 to your roll.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, take that.
All right.
Just to make sure you get up there.
I don't know what it is.
That is a 10 on the die.
15
plus
hold on.
Oh, plus
16.
16 total? You get up there.
Yeah,
he made it. Yeah. All right.
Save me.
No, wait.
You just feel this meaty hand grab your wrist, bring you down, grab your shoulder, and then put a foot onto your now bent leg and fucking throw himself up onto the second floor.
As soon as I see him make it in my best Sailor Jerry impression, I say, cool.
I kind of grin as I pull myself up, and eyeball the hobgoblin.
No, and not only that, and then in my best Sailor Jerry voice, help me, bro!
That's my movement, right?
That's your movement. So that was your action.
I have my action still?
Yeah.
Help me, bro.
So now the hobgoblin is in between a half-orc, a halfling, and a hill dwarf, right?
Yep.
I just kind of dead stare the hobgoblin as I lay my hand on Torg.
Look at him like.
Oh. And I cast Cure Wounds second level.
Okay.
On Torg. So with two what? 2d8?
2d8 plus your Wisdom modifier plus 4.
Oh wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. Because it's two plus.
This is the hobgoblin sound.
Yeah,
like.
I was about to say. Yeah. The hobgoblin. He looked at the gnome and he turned around at two giants. No. Like, oh no.
I wasn't ready.
The hobgoblin's whining. Where the fuck did you come from?
This did not go as planned.
I had a plan.
So the first roll. Second roll.
You're going to get a total of. +4?
+4.
10.
10.
Put you in a decent spot.
I'm alive! I'm alive!
Oh, I'm going to kill me somebody.
Oh my god, I can't wait.
I kind of hop on in Borbish. I'm like, hi lad, welcome to the party.
Dionysus
abides.
Dionysus
abides. The hobgoblin screams.
Over the broken
wall. The hobgoblin is screaming right now.
You just hear a thunk, and then just a lone arrow come flying down and right in the shoulder just hits Damien. For 5 damage.
Okay.
All right.
And you forgot there's a goblin out there.
There's a goblin. There's a guy like, hey, what about me, bro?
Dude, there's a half goblin.
There's a party scale. Goblin with a longbow on the bottom, hobgoblin with a greatsword on the top.
I use my awakened mind to talk my entire party. I'm like, I've got the guy on the outside.
Like, kill him.
Yes, you him.
Jerry.
I've got the rest.
You want
no,
the
no,
guy?
No, because I'm at 3 health with 5 temporary hit points. I'm just saying.
Okay,
like,
so I was going to do Thunder Wave to knock him back downstairs and use my spell shaping not to hit anybody. However, the party came upstairs,
yeah.
So I'm going to go back downstairs. But before I go downstairs, I'm gonna break off a little firebolt for this guy outside.
Okay.
That's gonna be a 12.
12 on the hobgoblin is gonna miss.
No, not this one.
Oh yeah, even him, he's gonna miss too.
Okay. So then now with my movement, I'm gonna go back downstairs.
Okay.
10. Downstairs, okay.
Bless you. Close enough to me. So you missed on the goblin outside, right? The leader?
Yeah.
The leader of the goblins?
Leader of the goblins.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
One
last parting shot, though.
Okay.
So now
that brings us to the actual hobgoblin.
Yep.
I think I'm going to stay with the half orc. And now that you are conscious, you actually get to hear what he says as he spits in the half orc's face.
Oh.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Bitch. Bitch. Hey, this might be your new bow.
No, I have a good old one eye willy.
Yeah. 19 on the die hits.
Oh, oh shit. All right.
I might die.
What are you at?
What are you at?
29.
Oh, shut up. Shut up! I'm at 10, asshole!
Fuck both of you. I'm at 3.
13 damage.
Whew. Oh, that was a big hit. Okay.
Alright. That's not...
but you see, as you come to, you see him spit in the half-orc's face, and he's like, traitor.
Ah.
Is that because of this?
Damien, your turn.
Are
you still alive?
Yes, he is.
Jay's at 34 health. We both have 34 health.
Alright, let's see.
I thought you said he was like at 11 left.
No, I was at 29.
Remember, we took a short rest. He spent hit points. Hit die.
Touché.
I got myself back to max.
Okay.
Let's get crazy. I'm going to... I'm not raising my voice.
He's raising his voice at the hobgoblin that just spit in his face. So give him the credit he deserves. All right,
long sword, but I'm gonna cast Searing Smite on it.
Oh,
okay.
Oh god.
Oh.
I thought you were gonna do some of that new conqueror bullshit.
He's gonna sear
plus
these.
4,
14.
14.
He's okay. Not enough.
Nah. Awesome. So also, there goes a spell, right?
No, you use concentration.
So it's still there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Torg.
It takes a move.
Half your speed to move to get up.
Yeah. Oh, half my speed.
You can attack. You don't lose your action.
Yeah.
You
get up and you can shank that guy in the ribs.
Oh. Yeah.
There's a reason I touched you, bro.
Oh.
There's a reason I jumped up there.
Can I? And the thing is that it's a bonus action, right?
No.
If I can do Hunter's Mark.
Yeah, if you do
but if I do Hunter's Mark, it only gives me
1d6.
1d6.
I'm not down.
No, I mean like I can only attack once if
yes.
I do that.
You!
That's the point right at him. I'm going to use the Hunter's Mark on him.
Okay.
Just so I can use it for later. You know how that deal goes.
Yeah, yeah.
But the audience doesn't, so why don't you tell
him? Hunter's Mark, pretty much, I choose him as my favorite enemy at this moment.
Yep.
It's like in baseball when they point towards the outfield,
yep.
Like they're going to hit a home
they're
run.
They're calling
that's
the shot.
Much, I'm calling that shot right
He's
now.
He's calling this crit right here, yo.
That's your bonus action, so you only get the one strike.
That's fine. One strike.
Yep.
He was he already offhand, hit, he points.
Oh, he was already hit. That's good to know.
So you're going to get a d8 and a d6 added to whatever damage
you're
not.
No, he's not.
9 on the roll, 14 total.
14 total does not hit
Missed
him. Aurum.
Son of a bitch.
Break some off of this motherfucker.
Break me off a piece of that. Kick
Can I hit him with my wizard?
Actually, the hobgoblin has not been damaged. I'm sorry. So it wouldn't have been added.
Nobody's hit it? Nobody's hit it. Can I hit him with my witch's bolt from where I'm at?
The hobgoblin?
Yeah.
You
no,
can move fire and then
move
again.
You would have to move to be able to see him because right now you can't see him from that angle.
You can split
I'd
your
have,
movement, right?
I'd have to
yeah.
move
yeah.
here
yeah.
to be able to see him.
5'10", and
further.
Then you go.
So I had 5'10".
Yeah, you can come down back one, too.
Like right here?
Yeah.
And now I can see him.
Yes.
So I'm going to try to hit him with my witch's bolt.
I thought you were going
to
take care of the goblin.
I was, but...
Oh, look at somebody trying to kill Steel.
I don't care. We just need to get rid of him. It doesn't matter.
Easier to hit me.
Kill Steel.
Well, I mean, I could hit the other guy with my witch's bolt, but it's just...
Killed that motherfucker.
The one outside?
Fuck that guy.
The one outside?
Yeah, fuck that guy. That guy's gonna still keep hitting us while we're trying to kill this off-goblin.
He has thrown so many goblins in the path of death.
That fucker is still, like, going... He's still doing this.
Don't you leave him the fuck alone.
No, you know what? You're right.
You're right. Fuck this guy.
I listen to my party. I aim my...
Eldritch Blast.
Your
fist of force energy?
Yes. No.
Ooh.
Ooh, no.
That was a 4 on the die.
No, that's bad.
That was really
Coach.
Bad. No, to you.
Kneecap attack.
I walk up to the hobgoblin.
Yeah, you're right there.
You're right
and
there.
I know. And I put my hand on his belly, just like that.
Oh.
And I cast Guiding Bolt.
Okay.
Oh man.
I think it's still a disadvantage because it's a range attack, isn't it?
I don't think it's should be. It's not a touch attack. I'm just doing that for, like, you know.
Yeah, no, I know.
Theatrics.
Yeah.
Because we're standing right next to it.
I love the fact that it's like, oh no. Just, oh god, where do I go?
A ranged spell attack, so yeah, it's a disadvantage.
I can't back up 5 feet, can I?
Yeah.
No, you'd be falling.
Oh, I can.
He can back up.
I can back up.
No, he's got, right, he's got space. He's got enough space.
There.
But then you're still within 5 feet of him.
Boo.
Yeah.
Boo.
Boo words.
Whatever, this is advantage.
Alright, do it. Fucking do it.
I just need like 12 on the die on both of them. Maybe
you got it. You got it. You got it.
I probably don't.
You have better rolls than I do.
Yeah.
We have.
Oh, that's a low number on the left. I can see it already.
That is an 18 here.
Ooh,
and a 6.
Yeah.
And a 6.
Yeah.
So.
Damn.
That's 6.
Yeah, I am.
So the goblin who is still alive
is gonna hit me, and I'm gonna
spit in the goblin's face. By the way,
you didn't use all your moves.
Oh, you're right. I should, was supposed to move back. Oh.
That's fine. Move you back. He's gonna shoot at Damon anyway. 18 on the die.
Oh.
What's up, half orc? Oh. 7 plus 2 is 9 damage.
I need a calculator.
To know how much negative you are.
Sailor Cherry.
All right. What, is he here?
Yeah, he's outside though.
Got enough. Oh. 5, 10, 15.
Oh!
Gonna fucking witch bolt him.
No!
you have a witch's bolt too?
Yep.
Dirty.
Awesome.
Ah, that's gonna be a 12, 7.
I call interference right now!
Oh, man.
Fuck.
So that spell slot is lost, and you see the witch bolt go arcing out, and he's just like.
That was a 7 on the die. Even though I call interference, I'm gonna protest that.
The hobgoblin. Oh,
I go back.
Yeah, survives.
Okay, so he's gonna hit you.
Of course he is.
Roll 1.
2 on the die.
Oh, that was close.
Fuck yeah, fuck you, motherfucker.
Damien's turn.
Go ahead, Damien.
You do see that big ass fucking greatsword come crashing down.
Oh my god, hey, wouldn't that greatsword be nice?
Is my
Damien just started taking this seriously. He just realized.
Yeah, he's
I can use this.
I can use that great sword.
I claim that.
Is my searing smite still up?
Yeah.
All right.
And then it hit you, so you didn't make a concentration check. Actually, no. Make a concentration check for the damage you took from the arrow. Actually, you thank you for bringing that up.
8
plus your constitution. Saving throw.
Plus 2.
If you have it.
10.
No.
10.
Should be enough.
It is not enough.
It's not?
No.
That's cool.
So you lose the spell.
The attack roll was a 5 plus 4.
Ah.
So a 9.
A 9 will not hit.
Of course it won't.
Actually, how much damage did it do to you?
Before?
Yeah.
With
the
arrow.
9. 9, that'd be 5. Actually, no, 10 is enough to keep the spell going.
Cool.
Yeah, it's difficulty
you should 10. Make him you should make him reroll.
No, because it's difficulty 10 or half the damage, whichever is higher.
Okay.
So what's that ability?
That's a concentration check.
No, what's the ability?
Oh, whenever you take damage.
What is the ability that he's doing the concentration check?
Searing Smite.
What does that do?
It's D6 of fire.
It's like my sword's on fire.
Fire!
Yeah.
it's bullshit.
Think of Game of Thrones.
Torg.
Oh, well.
Oh.
Tried and true.
Shink!
Shink! Shink! At this point.
Stab this motherfucker.
Please. He hasn't been hit at all, right?
Hasn't been hit at all, bro. Hasn't been touched.
Clusterfuck up there.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a 13 that's not going to hit.
No. It will not.
But a 24 will.
Ooh, that will hit.
Mm-hmm. It's a D6.
You get bonus with the hunter's mark.
Yep. 11 plus 3 is 14.
14.
Yeah. He did not like that.
No, he
did not. I know he did not like that at all.
He ain't like that. He ain't like that at all.
So I took the heat off of you guys right now. That's pretty much what I just did.
Yeah. Yeah.
14 damage?
Yeah.
Aurum.
It's all right. I'm going to.
I have protection.
Peek out. Eldritch Blast.
The goblin?
Yeah, the goblin outside.
That
the
fuck ass.
Leader.
You're not going to try to steal the hobgoblin?
No, I'm not going to try to do that.
No. Kill that fuck ass goblin.
Stop listening to that GM. He just doesn't want you to hit the goblin.
No. I'm going to hit the goblin outside. And. Well, I'm going to try.
Don't hit the
yes!
Goblin.
17 plus
that's
4.
That
hits.
That hits.
Which is a d10.
Yeah.
Which is a 6 plus
2. Plus 2 is
8.
22, I think, is enough to kill this goblin boss.
Oh, please tell me it does.
It is enough.
Yeah! Yes. Get that shit out of here. No more. We just flicked it off of the game board.
Oh, okay.
I think it does.
Kolsch.
I'm going to grapple the hobgoblin. Bring it to the ground.
Gonna fucking
roll over it already.
Make a strength athletics check against his strength athletics.
What is that?
That is a 19
on the die.
Yes.
On the die.
Let's go, hobgoblin.
What's your strength?
Plus one. Plus
so
one.
20.
Ooh.
He's got to have at least plus two, if not more.
Let's see what happens.
Bring him to the ground and stab him.
16 plus 2 is 18.
18. He loses. Ooh. He's pinned. Everybody has advantage when they hit him now. Hobgoblin gangbang.
I'll be right there.
I know. I'm like, and I'm coming, guys.
With oh, wait. But that gives. So
wait,
now we're
Sailor
J. Wait,
did you say gangbang? I'm on my way.
Sailor Jerry right now has open terrain now on his ass if he has a chance to get to him.
Sailor Jerry, yeah, it's his Sailor
Jerry. Sailor Jerry may be able to finish him off.
Oh, Sailor Jerry's going to have some words to say with this.
Or we could always do the really fucked up route and go non, was it non-damaging?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Non-lethal?
Non-lethal? I just make him a bitch and interrogate him.
We should.
I'm just saying, as a folk hero, information is very
you
useful.
Have advantage.
I'm just saying, you guys do what you will. Everybody has advantage from here on to my turn again.
That's
so
fantastic.
Oh,
well,
he has a chance to get off. The
I can
ground.
See him. I can see him from here, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see.
He has the ground.
There's a whole stairway going down to a basement that you guys haven't caught.
Yeah. We'll get there.
Well, let's use that ray of frost with advantage.
Yeah.
A 5 and a 2.
Wow.
Alright, so neither one of those helped.
Nothing.
Alright.
So now he's going to try and get out of this grabble.
So that's a counter check, right?
Yep. Oh. 19 total.
Oh, man. Is
that a challenge or a check?
That's a check.
It's a challenge.
It's a challenge. Oh, he's challenging, obviously, your grapple. So
right,
now.
Roll for a DM.
He rolled a 19.
He's letting
die?
No, total.
Total?
Oh, man.
Man, just all you have to do is just roll a crit. All you have to do is crit.
Or just roll 19 also.
Yeah.
Just crit, bro. That's all I have.
Got a 10% chance of this. Sorry.
I don't know what that is.
That is an 11 flat.
Nope.
All right, so he breaks out.
He'll break free.
But that's his action. So Damien.
That's his action. Everybody else.
Damien's like, it's
that's
all
good.
Right, Damien.
Right. He's
Damien lost the only opportunity to do damage. Which is advantage.
Damien's right now.
He can still do it.
He can try, yeah. We believe in you. Oh.
It's a 9 plus 4.
13 will not hit.
13
will
not
hit.
Of course. So let's go back to the top of the round where somebody can do something.
Torg!
Shing, shing! Shing, shing! Oh, and he's hit too!
He's been
I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, baby.
He's been damaged.
Gonna take that colossal.
Bro, why couldn't it be a 1? It was a 2. That's the first one.
I love that green die.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, do you need a 1?
Why haven't you switched?
Yeah,
because
like,
the other one gave me another 2.
Like, do you need a 1 to do anything useful?
No,
2.
I can't do anything.
No?
Alright. So now I can see him from where I'm at.
You move one more for my way.
Right next
yeah.
to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like,
or Kill Stealer. That's your new draw name.
One is the sign of death, the other one is Death Taker.
Yeah, I'm gonna use just because I haven't. And I feel like I should.
Sure.
Just so our viewers know, there's a giant basement we have to explore because we're too busy trying to gangbang these, goblins and
hobgoblins
into oblivion.
I'm not going to steal kill. I'm actually going to head my way towards the dungeon I opened up.
I see Orm wanting to know. Not yet.
No, I'm not. I didn't go in.
Don't go in.
I'm standing.
You guys got this.
Do not trigger nothing.
No, yeah. I'm standing close. I'm not Leroy Jenkins in, but I'm standing close enough that I can see if anything is on its way out.
All right, chums, let's do this.
Leroy! Okay. By the way, super cool idea for our listeners. We're all former, day one WoW players.
Yeah.
And we're thinking of maybe, why not, Brunches and Dragons Guild
for
Vanilla WoW.
Yes.
Coming out.
I'm all about that.
Hang out with us, play with us, and listen to our bullshit on, I will even pull up an old school Ventrilo server for it. To make it feel authentic.
Yes.
Yes.
Super
yes.
authentic.
That would be the best. I was on one of those two.
Your turn.
Yep.
I think Kolsch.
Our little goblin's causing issues over here. Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Our little goblin wants to escape.
My little goblin.
So, Kolsch, what are you doing?
Kolsch is going to gangbang that fucking hobgoblin with his board hammer.
Look at him.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear God!
He just came up behind you.
Come here, little goblin. I'm going to have my little goblin roll my die. There you go. All
right. Give us a 20.
Give us a crit. What we've been rolling.
All right, now, let go.
Nope.
He's trying.
Ooh.
Oh.
That's a really cool roll. Hey, it's not terrible. It's going to be a 15.
11 on the die.
Total misses.
Okay. Still a great roll for your first one. It's above
average.
Yeah. Sailor Jerry.
Sailor Jerry, what are you doing?
It's up to you.
I think he should have inspiration, though, for being his first roll.
When he makes a character. Okay.
All right, well, let's just go. Let's go with the old Ray of Frost.
All right,
Ray of Frost.
Oh. This hobgoblin is just...
13.
Shrugging everything off. No.
It's getting very
lucky. Rolling like ass.
So the hobgoblin is going to attack Torg.
I spit in his face again.
Protection.
Ooh.
There you go. Chink. Do you still have that as a conquest paladin?
Well, it's just fighting my fighting style.
It's not a conquest thing.
What does that do?
Disadvantage.
Yeah.
It's great.
Tell me if you roll a one.
I don't.
Remember that time it was.
I did roll a 15 on one die.
And the other?
But the other rolled a 2.
Okay.
So Damien's turn.
All right, let's get them out of the way, guys. We've got other things to handle.
Somebody give me another die. I can't use this green one.
This one house arm is like a bad cold sword. This won't go away.
16 plus 4.
That's going to hit him.
You did it. God. Finally.
That's going to hit him.
With Searing Smite still.
Yeah. I should have attacked you to try to break
it. 1-1-2.
Not that far.
Almost as bad.
So... 6 slashing damage and 1 fire damage, and you are currently on fire.
Doesn't matter, he's dead.
Yay!
Go,
Finian! Finally.
He had 1 hit point left.
Literally everybody goes, pya, pya, pya,
what's up? What's up? He's like, nah. Not today.
May I suggest that we take a break on this encounter before we find out what's in that basement that I opened?
So,
off of
the Goblin Scouting Party, however, you do find 1 silvered greatsword, 1 longbow, 1 chainmail, 6 small shields, 5 small scimitars, 6 javelins.
Ooh,
Jesus, that's a lot.
Anything you break off for your little wizard?
Any arrows?
There are 12 arrows left.
I will be taking those.
In total, 125 copper pieces, 32 silver pieces, 15 copper pieces, a letter.
Okay.
A letter and what?
Close reads for the letter.
Letter and what?
Wait, can I even read this? Is it my language?
It is in Dwarvish.
Oh!
Right.
So yes, you can.
Kolsch, being a team player to the party, picks up the letter.
And there is a map of the valley.
Hey!
That looks like a actual combat map of places they've hit.
Okay.
All right. So I take the map. I take hold of it. But we still want to see what Kolsch.
I'm gonna grab the javelins and the greatsword.
Okay.
Well. Yeah, the greatswords.
Well, should we find out if that greatsword's magical? Because anybody
it's
find
not.
It's not. Silver is just lined with silver, so meaning if he fights anything where or...
A lycanthrope. Anything lycanthrope?
I touch the sword to see if it has. If I have a reaction with it.
It doesn't.
So we all touch the sword.
Yeah, we all touch
the
sword.
But in theory, that would answer the question of whether or not we're lycanthropic or not if we touch the sword, right?
Well, now that you every time that the canopy has opened, you have been able to see the moon.
But is it a full moon?
It is not a full moon. It is currently in its gibbous form.
Wow, what does that mean?
So that would only affect us if we're fully transformed,
which
right?
Which means we would have to touch that sword
you
when there's a full moon.
You are currently, at best, 3 nights away from a full moon.
Could I get like a rash or something if I'm fucking... It's like, oh, it just hurts.
It's like, ah!
No. Wait, it's just my hands are really itchy.
What does the letter say?
Yeah, what does the letter say? Kolsch?
Kolsch! Kolsch!
He's enjoying it.
So, Kolsch, as the party
looks at him as he's reading this letter in Dwarvish, being the only one that can read Dwarvish.
I can read Dwarvish.
No, there's others.
Okay. A very somber look falls across Kolsch's face, and he looks at the party, and he reads it out loud. The letter starts, "Brother, this does not sit well with me. We should be leading these simple goblins, not answering to them. She must have some trinket that protects her. Until I have found it, keep our father's sword safe. She has been trying to take it from me, but we will not let her have it. It is all we have left to him. Be safe. Signed, H."
And on that note, that has been this session
of
Brunches and Dragons.